This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest who was on my show back in August. We're talking about no other than Sanuwave Health, Inc., and I'll tell you what, they are blowing it up over there. Let me give you some metrics. In 2017, they did $738,000 total in revenue. In the third quarter of 2018, they did $595,000, up 269% over 2017. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today to talk about his company and the future of it is the CEO and chairman of it, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me back. It's an honor being on with you one more time. Thank you.
You know, your flagship over there is the Dermapace, but record revenues, you guys are crushing it for 2018. I was wanting to know if you could give us some sort of outlook for 2019 and maybe how many placements you're going to do with your flagship product in 2019.
Great. Thank you very much for the question. 2018 will finish up as a record. We haven't finalized the numbers yet, but 2019 will be even higher than that. We're based on our pace of placing devices, the Dermapace device in the U.S., we're on track to reach 100 this year. We'll probably get to about 15 in the first quarter, 35 by the second quarter, and we'll get to 100 by the end of the year. The acceptance has been extremely strong in the medical community because we help solve a problem that's pervasive. It's diabetes. We don't cure the diabetes. We help cure the diabetic foot ulcer, which is an ailment that comes from diabetes. There's 1.8 million new diabetic foot ulcer patients a year. They're treated all over the country. Our goal is to get a device anywhere and everywhere a diabetic foot ulcer is treated. And if we do that well over the next few years, we'll be a $100 million plus company. It's a great opportunity and we'll, you know, be saving lives. It's one of those rare opportunities where we can make a lot of money for investors, but also save a lot of lives with the patients and really impact, their lifestyle.
You know, last time you were on the show back in August, we talked about international deals. You've been planting seeds over there for the last 3 years. Can you give us an update of where that fruit tracing, if you will, is coming about?
Sure. International deals for us take about 2 to 3 years to come to fruition. It's the first year is spent on identifying the partners. The second year is getting the deals done and then getting the key opinion leaders in that area to embrace the technology, Dermapace. And then year three is when we start to see the revenue kick in. We tend to get an exclusivity fee up front that ensures that we're getting a return on our time and effort no matter what. So last year we ended up with about 14 different countries coming on board. Most in Southeast Asia, we have a partner called FKS. They were our partner that we signed up in June. They've made their milestone payments. They're a great partner over there, very well-respected, well-known. Malaysia's come on board. Singapore and Indonesia are coming on soon. Taiwan will be on probably in the second quarter. And then we'll be shipping product to those regions. It's interesting because that area could see growth equal to or greater than the U.S. this year, just because the number of countries that they're working in, and then we have South America. We've got some new initiatives in Europe taking place, and then Mexico and Latin America should be coming on later this year as well. So we've got a full group of partners that are experienced wound care teams that know how to sell the wound care product, and that's what they're doing overseas. So we've had a nice balance as we've been waiting for the U.S. to really take off, which is happening this year. The international has been able to help fund our growth and really show our top line growing last year and as we go into 2019 as well.
Well, I want to let you know that I did mean to use the word fruitration. And let me tell you what that means to me is when a company goes in and plants a seed and the tree pops up and it's bearing fruit and that fruit turns into income. So I didn't want you to think that I was trying to use the word fruition, fruitation, and not too many companies.
No. I mean, I've also been called fruity too. I mean, I view this as we've planted seeds and now we're beginning to harvest the benefit of the growth.
So yeah, and the fruit is falling on the balance sheet. A lot of people go in there and they plant things, and that revenue really doesn't fall on the balance sheet because it takes more money to produce the money that they're actually taking in. And so your EBITDA is, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but your EBITDA is going to be very good at the end of the fourth quarter. That's my personal opinion.
No, we're having a... The teams really come together. We're performing really well. The international partners are fantastic, and it's funny. You know, a few years ago, Everett, when we first spoke, you know, everything was kind of on the come.
Right.
And now it's all coming together, and it's really a fun ride now.
You are the truly Johnny Appleseed. You plant the seed, it's growing, it's bearing fruit. Let's change gears here just for a second. Last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about HyperMed and a partnership. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. So that study kicks off at Rutgers, UCLA, and Northwestern Universities with three KOLs. The HyperMed device measures perfusion, which is a way of measuring the vascularization, the blood flow. And that's what we really do differently than other wound care products. If there was one thing I'd say the Dermapaste device does better than any product out there, it's the perfusion aspects that bring that blood flow to help heal the wound. Diabetes patients have very poor circulation, and so that's why the wounds that they get, especially in their outer limbs, the feet, tend not to heal that quickly and run the risk of infection because they're not getting the blood flow needed to heal the wound. What we do is we bring that blood flow to help heal the wound. The HyperMed device is a recently FDA-approved device. They got their approval about a year ahead of us, and it measures blood flow and perfusion in the body. We've also got HyperMed is now being rolled out in our Korean distributor, Cove, and they'll be featured at KIMES, which is the big medical equipment show in Seoul. That's March 15th, 16th, 17th. I'll actually be over there where they'll be highlighting our device, the Dermapaste, and they'll also have a HyperMed device there as well.
My guest today is Kevin Richardson. He is the CEO and chairman of SanuWave Health, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. My personal opinion, they're very undervalued here at a market cap around 26 to 27 million and a share price around 17 cents. Kevin, that being said, you laid out a vision for the company over the next 5 years, and I want you to articulate it and basically how you guys are going to plan to achieve it and what kind of metrics do you use to actually along the way to verify that?
Sure. Super question. Again, our vision is to be anywhere and everywhere that a diabetic foot ulcer is treated. There's about 2,200 wound center locations in the U.S. So to get to 2,200 in the next 4 to 5 years, we have to start by getting the devices placed. That process, this year, we'll get to 100. Next year, you know, maybe 300 or 400. The year after, 1,000. And then the following year, we'll get up to about 2,000. So that's how people can measure if we're successful. How we target is really specific. We target where are the diabetic foot ulcers located. So we have a heat map that we use that will tell us exactly where the diabetic foot ulcer population is highest. And then we look at where the reimbursement rates are going to be easiest for us as a new product to get reimbursement, because we get paid every time the device is used, and so we want to make sure that we get reimbursement. Without reimbursement, we can't get paid. Without reimbursement, the doctor can't get paid. Without reimbursement, the hospital can't make money. So we have to have the reimbursement in line. We're targeting 6 states to start: Pennsylvania, Illinois, Texas, North and South Carolina, and California. That's where we'll be placing the 100 devices this year. That's where we'll be getting coverage and covered lives to help pay for those this year. And then it's really a blocking and tackling strategy, Everett. It's about getting the devices placed, training the wound care centers, training the doctors, training the professionals, and then driving usage. So right now we're cleared for diabetic foot ulcers. In the future, so there's 1.8 million a year that occur in the U.S. An average treatment cycle for us is 8 treatments. So you can do the math and get to there's about 16 million treatment opportunities for us in the U.S. We won't do that in year one or year two or year three, but we'll start to penetrate that number as we move forward. And then as we grow, you'll see us add indications, venous leg ulcers, ALUs, arterial leg ulcers, pressure sores, burns, post-surgical closure. These are all in our plans as we grow the business to add indications. And with each indication, the market opportunity doubles for us. So you're going to see us doubling placements every year and doubling indications every year as well.
Kevin, I got two questions for you. Do you loan out the machine? Is there a charge for that? And how much money do you guys get? I'm sure you got some metrics in front of you. How much money do you get per treatment, roughly?
Yeah, so when we do it, we give each center, each wound center, a different alternative. They can either buy it from us and then pay us a small fee every time it's used. And that small fee is, less than $100. They could lease it from us, like rent it from us, and they pay us a monthly rental fee. And then that the amount we'll get is between, call it $100 and $200. Or they can just pay a procedure fee where they pay us a very little a month. They have to pay us something because of Stark laws, which are basically the anti-kickback laws that are set up by the government to make sure that we're not over-incenting or falsely incenting. But then they'd pay us a per-procedure fee. That per-procedure fee is going to vary based on the reimbursement group that we're dealing with. If it's Medicaid, Medicare, it'll be lower. If it's commercial, it'll be a little higher. The VA always gets the lowest rate. So in general, though, we feel pretty comfortable that if we're, if we get our full 2,000 devices placed, we're well north of 100 million, well north, and that's just for diabetic foot ulcers. That does not include any of the other indications that are out there. So it's a big revenue opportunity for us on a yearly basis, but we really let the centers decide. It's really up to their capital budgets, and in some it's going to make sense for them to buy the device and pay us a smaller amount per use. In others, they're going to probably kick the tires and lease it for a little while. So we're really trying to be flexible to the end market.
My guest today has been Kevin Richardson. He's the CEO and chairman of SanuWave Health. Take a look at their company. You can also go to their website if you want to learn more about the products and about the company if you want to invest in it. That's SanuWave.com. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I really do appreciate for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it as well, and can't wait to come back and give you another update later in the year.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.